in a situation at the moment where we've got some fairly severe water restrictions, which is fairly normal in a year like this, except the difference with the Mersey that we've been able to rely on before is that there's very large dams up the top end. At the moment, I think they've got about over 90,000 megalitres in storage. So if the situation is they don't want to send any down to the irrigators as they have in the past.
So when did you find out about the 50% cut to the Surety 5?
The 50% cut to Surety 5 started on Friday, which we understand, and we realise that the river's low and we can't take the water if it's not there, obviously. But in the past, we've way back, in fact, from the 60s, there's been agreements in place with the hydro to release water for the irrigators to maintain irrigating, unless they haven't got any, of course. So at the moment, of course, Basslink's down, everything else, and they're tight for water, but we're talking about 0.5% of what they've got in storage, plus I think it ends up working at about an hour's worth or less than that, probably half an hour's worth of power generation, depending how much water is needed, of course, for the state. So half an hour of power, yeah.
So with the cuts that are happening, if these keep on going, what does that actually translate to as far as the effect on your property and the properties of the other 23 people who have joined this meeting here tonight?
It means that every farmer on the river is going to make a loss this year, when in a year like this you're probably going to do well to make some profit. So, but not only that, it then translates down the process line, of course, to milk factories and vegetable factories and things like that, not having produce going through them. So of course it then doubles and triples and quadruples into value, adding down the chain, and you end up with, you know, probably $10 million of difference from the hydro not releasing a very small amount of water that they've got in their dams.
The representative from the department tonight was talking about there's, you know, 24 other rivers where there have been 50% cuts and there's a lot of water restrictions going on. Why does it matter so much for the Mersey River farmers?
The difference here is that in the past we've always relied on the hydro water to provide the water when the river's low, and they have done in the past. So, and there's been agreements there, there's been the expectation there. So that's the difference that compared to the other rivers. And we've built onto that and relied on that, and you know, just come to a point where we've expected that to be there. But this year in particular, it hasn't happened.
You formed a committee here tonight. What are you wanting to achieve as a committee?
What we'd very much like to achieve is for the hydro, it may not be all the water that we're asking for, but at least a portion of it to be released in order just to keep things ticking over on a lesser scale would be probably a good outcome.